This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I was invited here tonight to speak Divrei Yesiris and Chizuk, words of Musar, words that will be Hadracha. That's important in everyone's personal life, as well as the chinuch of the children in the homes. The topic I chose to speak about is what I believe maybe one of the most important yesoidos, the foundations of Yiddishkeit Judaism. It is the yesoidos, the foundation of Adam, what makes a person. This is one of the things that the Torah is madrich, it teaches us the difference between a Yid and a Goy. We are the Am HaNivchar. We are the chosen people. And because of that, we need to behave in a manner which is mamleches koyanim. We need to have royalty. We need to act and conduct ourselves not just as people, ben adam, but even greater royalty, mamlechet koanim vigoy kadosh. You hear, Rabbi Isai? My brothers, my friends, listen to me carefully. We aren't just plain people. And let me tell you the truth. Unfortunately, what we see in the streets, social media, what we can have directly on our phones at any given moment, is not royalty of Adam. It's not. It's just not. And even Adam is not enough. We can't just be a person. We need to be Mamlechet Kohanim. We need to be B'nei Melachim. Kol Yehudim and B'nei Melachim. We are the children of kings. What makes us a king? What makes a person? Wow. Look at him. He's royalty. Look at him. He's special. Tonight, I would like to introduce a yesod. Really, I beg. And over the years, I've seen, because I've been around great people, what is greatness? What is royalty? What is the beauty of a Jew? We just, in the Parshas HaShavua that we read, learned about the Nazir. What is the Nazir? He promises that he won't drink wine, and he's living a life of abstinence from of what's going on in the world. He's a Nazir. He's separated from the rest of the world. And the Torah tells us, you know what the Nazir is? Ki Nazir alakov al roishoy. He's wearing a crown. He's beautiful. You look at the Nazir, and what do you see when you look at the Nazir? You see a crown, like a king, royalty. You see something very special. Ki Nazir alakov, because the crown of Hashem is on the Nazir. Rabbi Isai, today we don't have Nazirus. We don't have it at all. It's a parsha that we can't conduct halacha l'maaseh. Can we make a Nazir today? Is it chas v'shalom? A person may not become a Nazir today because there's no way for him to stop the Nazirus and bring the Karbonis. We don't do Nazirus today. But it's Yadua. We all know that every parsha in the Torah is eternal. Al Shem HaKadosh, and many other Sfarim that speak the same topic. Every parsha is able to be conducted, even if it's not lemaase, but in hashkafa, in musar, we're able to relate to it in a different way. You understand? It has to be. The Torah is eternal. So how is it that the parsha of Nazir applies today? Rabbi, let's stop and think a moment. The parsha of Nazir, you read about it. Now, I hope you didn't take out a lesson from it, that it's good to have long hair. If that's what you took out of the Nazir, that it's good to have long hair, I think you missed the boat. I think you didn't understand and apply the Nazir. He's smiling. It's not about long hair, Rabbi Yisai. So tell me, what do you think? As they say in Yiddish, my netayre brida, my beloved brothers, come, let's talk together. Let's hear what Hashem is talking to us in His Torah. What is He telling us? The Nazir. We could be like this Nazir, but how? What is it in the Nazir that we could take a lesson and we could say we could learn and we could also be like this Nazir? What is it? Okay. What is it that we could learn from the Nazir and that we could replica what the Nazir is about? So Rabbi said, let's learn a little bit about the Nazir. Let's understand the Nazir and what could we learn from it. So let's begin that the parsha of Nazirus begins with the word Ish Kiafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Yafli. Does anyone know the translation of the word Yafli? What does the word Yafli mean? Ish ki Yafli. The Nazir ki Yafli. No, nobody wants to help me out over here. What does it mean, ki Yafli? Says the Evan Ezra. Yafli is Pella. He's doing something very wondrous. Something out of the norm. Why? The whole world is running after Ta'avot Olam Hazeh. The entire world is on one course. And this person is taking a stop and saying, no, I'm not going down that road. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to do what everyone else is doing. I'm going to sit and contemplate. I'm going to be with Hashem for a certain amount of time. And that's Dovar Shel Pella. This is something which is extremely wondrous. Tell me. How difficult is it to do different than everybody else? You know, that's one of the hardest things in life. You know that? I many times have told you, we make a bracha every morning. Shaloi Asani Oved. We thank Hashem He didn't make me a slave. Could you tell me, slavery? We have slavery? Anybody today is a slave? Now please, all jokes aside, I don't want any husband and wife jokes, please, if you don't mind. But could we be a slave today? Is it possible to be an Oved, a slave? Bali Musar say yes. What are we slaved? Society. 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 It's very hard. It's very hard to break away. In English, there's an expression, the Joneses. That's what it is. The Nazir is doing something completely different than the whole world. The Nazir is doing something completely than the whole world. I don't think it's working. You have to make it louder. The Nazir he is not looking at everyone else around him. He's saying, you know, I could be different. You know, you could sit in a Bet Knesset and everyone is talking in shul. It's very hard to break away from that. You could sit at a wedding and people are speaking Lashon Hara. You know how hard it is to say, I'm not going to be part of it. Very difficult. But the Jew, through the Torah, has the strength to do something different. And say, I do not have to. I'm not mishubad to what's around me. I do what's right. And that is the Nazir, the Pella. And many Mefarshim explain, it doesn't say ki yafli, yifle, it doesn't say ki yifle, which means he is doing something wondrous. What does it say? Yafli. Others. Because he makes others stop and think. Sometimes it takes one person to get up and do what's right. And not he's doing something, Pella, but he's Yafli. He's causing others to stop and think. We believe that, we can never get this done. It's impossible. I'm going against the strand of everyone around me. Sometimes it takes one person to stand up and do what's right. And that is mashpia. That gives, for the surroundings around him, it gives them the orerut to do what's right. I tell this to you with all conviction. When you need to do what's right, never easy. Never, it's hard. But when you do what's right, you have no idea how many people will follow behind you to do what's right. The Nazir is this example of standing up and saying, I'm not going to do what everyone else is doing. So what is it that the Nazir is doing? What is it? What is it that he's doing? That he's creating something within a chaotic world he's creating. What is he creating? You know, the word Yafli also means Dibur. All the halachot of Shuot, Nedarim, Nezirut. You know where you find in the Rambam? Anybody here ever learned Rambam? Anyone who learned the halachot? Where are they found? In which halachot? Hilchos HaFlaa. What is the word HaFlaa? And tonight, we will talk about the power of words. HaChayim VaHamoves B'yad HaLoshen. If you only knew the tremendous gift and the tremendous responsibility words have, and how we could utilize words to create Kedusha. You know, the Nazir creates Kedusha on himself. And soon I will explain to you the Kedusha of the Nazir. Listen carefully. You know how Kadosh this Nazir is? Chazal tell us he is as great, if not greater, than the Kohen Gadol. And how did he create this Kedusha? With the power of his words. When he said, I will be a Nazir. You understand what I just told you? You know that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh L'Mesim, but to his relatives, he's allowed to be Metameh, right? A Kohen goes to the funeral of his relatives, the Nazir not. Why not? Why does the Nazir not go to his relatives? And the answer is, says the Psikta, because he's like the Kohen Gadol. He's that pure and holy, like the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, just as the Kohen Gadol is not Metameh L'Mesim, he is not allowed to be Metameh L'Mesim. And how did he create this Kedusha? How? With his words of his mouth. All he said is, I will be a Nazir. And with those words, Hafla'a, he created Kedusha. Tell me something. You make a bracha every morning. Ashiyatzar es ha'adam, uvaravon nikavim nikavim. How does the bracha end? Mafli. Huh? Mafli. What does mafli la'asot mean? What does it mean, mafli la'asot? The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch explains, you know what mafli is? Hashem does something wondrous. He takes the chomer, the physical, and he instills it in a neshama, a holy soul. And how are they able to be together? They're contradictory. That's mafli, that's the wonder of the Rofei Kol Basar. Hashem who created humanity. Hashem was the one who created a person. He did something wondrous. He combined Kedusha with Chomer physical. The words of a person are physical. Yet the power in the words, the power of Kedusha that could come from every word. Could you imagine a person creates Nazirut Kedusha on the level of the Kohen Gadol? Through what? His Dibur. That's Kiyafli. Not a wonder. It's an unbelievable thing. I want to tell you something interesting. How many words does this Nazir have to say to create this Kedusha? How many words does he have to say? One word. There's a Talmud Chacham sitting in the front there. I love you. Actually, I love every Jew, so you can't bring a proof for me because I love everybody. But how many words does he have to say? One word. If there's a Nazir passing by in front of him, and he says, Aha! One word! Aha! Like him. And in English, they can't even say it. You wouldn't even work out because you can't get it into one word. It would be something like saying, Yes! He creates a Kedusha greater than the Kohen Gadol. Rav Aaron Kotler, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood Yeshiva, in his introduction to his book on Nedarim says, this is a lesson. With one word we could create so much Kedusha. Could you imagine the opposite when we speak Lashon Hara? Could you imagine the opposite when we say one word which is derogatory? Could you imagine me to say words, even one, which isn't B'Kedusha? How much kilkul, how much destruction comes from it. I always like to say that there's a halacha of Nazir Oiver Lefonov, that when the Nazir passes by, all it takes is one word to become a Nazir. You can have something called Lashon Hara Oiver Lefonov, that the Lashon Hara is passing, and all he needs to say is what? One word. Yes. And look at the destruction that he caused. B'mila achat, with one word. The power that man has with a word, with one single solitary word. You know, Rabbi Isai, let me give you, as they say, the Zohar behind all this. Okay, you listen. Everybody getting excited yet? Not yet? No. Zohar, you ready? Listen to the Zohar behind all this. The Parsha of Nazir is a tikkun. It's supposed to fix the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The original sin. The first sin that created the whole world of Ra that we need to fix. The Parsha of Nazir is there to fix the chet of the Eitz Hadas. This is openly in the Zohar, as well as the Kisvei Ari. Shimshon, you paid attention to the Haftorah this week? Shimshon was a Nazir from his mother's stomach. Says the Zohar, it was a tikkun. Shimshon was there, l'taken, chet eitz hadas. And he had the neshama of Adam Harishon. The first Nachash, the lady Nachash, what was her name? Lilis, right? Everybody knows that. And what was Delilah? Shimshon's wife is Delilah, Lili. It's the same Shirish. It's all in Arizal. The Zohar writes, and that's why the Nazir is not only not allowed to drink wine, but what is he not allowed to drink? Even anything, a derivative of the grape, even juice, that's not going to make him drunk. Why? The Zohar says the Kohen, he is not allowed to drink wine. But the Nazir is not allowed to even drink grape juice. Why? Because the Eitz Hadas, according to many opinions, was what? Was grape. The Nazir is here to fix the Eitz Hadas. Okay? Now let's discuss what came from the Eitz Hadas, death. And that's why the Nazir is not allowed to what? Be mitame. No? Lemesim. Huh? Because it's a tikkun. Now let's go one step further. What was the original chet? The original sin? How did it begin? There were two parts to the sin. It started with Dibur, the Nachash, his speech, Machlik, Lashon. And therefore the Nazir needs to what? Mekabel, Bepiv, to accept with his mouth that he is going to be Nazir. Stay away. Huh? The Nachash with his mouth. Come to the grape. Come to the Eitz Hadas. What is the Nazir supposed to do with his mouth? Stay away from it. He has to be Mekabel Nazirus with his peh, with his mouth. You understand what Nazir is now all about? In the yeshiva, I told him over something very interesting. The dynamics of how Nazirus works is complicated in halacha. But to make it simple for you, Rabbi Yisai, and to give you one of the many pshatim that the Avni Miluyim says is, the Kedusha is chal on the mouth of the Nazir. And because of that, he's not allowed to drink wine. The mouth, the Kedusha of the mouth. The Nazir is about the Kedusha of the mouth. Now let me ask you a question. When and why should somebody accept on himself to be a Nazir? You learned the Rashis this week? Anybody learned the Rashis? Haroye, Soita, Bekilkula, Yazir, Atzmoy, Minha, Hayayin, Rabbi Yisai, please follow with me. I'm not telling you anything which isn't simple, true Torah from Shemayim. You ready? Follow. Haroye soita bekilkula yazir atzmoy minha yayin. What did he see when he saw the soita bekilkula? Could you tell me what he saw? Did he see the Avera? No. He saw the opposite. He saw the terrible thing that comes from the Aveira. He sees the Saita. He sees that the Saita ruined her life. So why does he have to Yazir Atzmo Min Ayayin? The opposite. It should be Haro Et Aveira. If he saw the Aveira, he should be careful. Many say, you see how bad when somebody sees, even if he sees the degradation of the Aveira, yet, but he still had some connection to it. It has an effect on you. It has an effect on you. It has an effect on you. You know, Rabbi Yisai, a person could see how a whole world could be falling in front of him. Yet, if it's connected to an outside world which isn't pure, it has an effect on the person. It has an effect. He saw the Sota who did the Aveira. And even though he didn't see the Aveira, but he saw the Saita who had the Aveira. It's going to have a bad effect on him. Hashpa. This is the... Hashpa is such a complicated thing. And to create a good Hashpa against the bad Hashpa, what does he have to do? Yafli. He has to do something and stand up against it. And I'm going to tell you another pshat, which I did not say in the yeshiva this week. You know when he sees the Sota Bekilkula? He sees that a human being, Yerida, he sees the woman. He doesn't see the Chashivuta Adam. He doesn't see the woman in a state of splendor, of majesty. It's not majestic. He sees Adam Bishiflut. That man could fall. That is what has an effect on him. I repeat again, listen carefully. I need you to hear this well. You don't need to see an Aveira. What you need to see is Shiflut Adam. And that itself makes a person that he's not in the same Madrega that he was before. Even if he didn't see the Aveira, but he saw the Sota Bikil Kula, Shifluta Adam, Torah, Tefillah, it needs royalty. Torah, Tefillah, you need to look. You know what the Gemara says? Man, Malchi, Rabbanan. You know who are kings? The Rabbanan. They're majestic. They're royal. You look at them and you say, Ashrei Yoladeto. Ashrei Yoladeto. Wow, look how a person could be such a special person. Look how good a person could be. Look how beautiful humanity could be. And when you see humanity fall, Yazir Atzmo Min Ayayin. Rabbi, see, you don't need to see a big Averis. What you need to see is when people don't behave with a beautiful ni'imut, Drachecha Darchei Noam. The ways of the Torah are beautiful. I grew up, I saw people, majestic human beings, majesty. Their word was pure. Their word was innocent. Their words were kind. Their behavior was beautiful. The minute you start seeing Adam Shafel, man starts to fall. You know what it's time to do? Yazir, Nizirut, Nezer El Kavarosh. You have to build up the crown of humanity. And how do you build the crown of humanity? It's the words you use. The difference between Adam and Behema is what? Ruach memalala, the words. The maflila sot. Hashem took physical words that could have such a degradating, it could do such damage, but yet it could do so much good in the world. This, Rabbi Yisai, is Nezer Eloi Kov Aroishoi. This becomes royalty. Becomes royalty. The royalty of dibur, of speech, of everything you say. It becomes ma'ala. You become a better person. I believe Birchas Kohanim is in this week's parsha. Why is Birchas Kohanim? Follow the Soita. It's about the power of words. Aaron HaKohen was majestic. The Kohen Gadol, he also wore a crown. He wore a nazir. He wore a crown. He carried the nazir, the crown of Hashem. His words were words of love. How much a person could do with his words. Yisamu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. He could be a vehicle with his words to be able to give over so much bracha and shefa to Klal Yisrael. The power of words. The power of the koach of words that come from Ahava. I once said a pshat in the yeshiva, and I would like to repeat it. You know, the parsha of Mitzora is in the hands of the Kohen. The Kohen is the one that comes to say Tamei or Tahar. It's in the hands of a Kohen. The Kohen, Alpi HaKohen. What does it say? The mouth. According to the mouth of the Kohen, will be Kol Nega V'Chol Tzaras. So it's the mouth of the Kohen that decides if a person is Tamei or Tahar. Tell me, how old does this Kohen have to be? And how learned does this Kohen have to be? The halach is, the Rambam brings it, he could be a katan, he could be a child, a baby. The Rambam says, he could also be a shaita. He could be really, literally, a disabled child. Says the Rambam, so how does he paskin? How does he come and say that this is tar? You know how hard it is to know the halachot of Negaim? The Gemara tells us it's the hardest halachas. So what do you need? A little kid, a kohen, a shaita. What do you need it for? Why do I need a kohen, the child? And you know what the answer is? To tell another Jew to his face, Tamei ata. You need to be the grandchild of an Aaron HaKohen. In order for a person to have the right to say such a thing to another person, tell him to his face, Tamei, you are Tamei. You need to be the same family that gives the bracha in the morning. Levarech et amo Yisrael bi'ahava. You who blesses with love every morning, you could tell somebody he's Tamei. Nobody else has the right to do that. Nobody has the right to put down somebody else. No one has the right to use his mouth to say something bad about another Jew. You don't have that right. Aaron HaKohen, who was seeped with love, he had so much love, he, and only he, could come and say to another person, Tamei ata. I've told you over many times that the great tzaddik Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, the Birchat Shmuel in the yeshivot, they learn his Torah all the time. He is the staple of all the yeshiva shetira. He said about himself that when he comes to heaven and they'll ask him, Baruch Ber, what did you do in your life? We need to go through the records. He would say, says Rav Baruch Ber, I would tell Shemayim that if you want to talk about my learning, I'm ashamed. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there because it's definitely not according to the level, what it could have been, should have been, others before him have done. When they'll come and say, Tefillah, I'll be also embarrassed to bring up the way I davened. And it's famous that he used to daven with a lot of kavanah. But what I will say to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in my defense, that I loved every Jew. I loved every Jew. And then when I walked in the street and I saw another Jew, I wanted to run over to him. I wanted to give him a kiss and a bracha, a blessing, with love. That's what I'm going to say to Hashem. For this I deserve to go to Olam Haba. Rabbi, the words that a person uses either makes you royalty or it's shiflu to Adam. Person babbles and babbles and says things and not nice things about people and others. It's a difference between Nazir al-Kov al-Roshay. The Nazir is an extremely high level. He's Nazir al-Kov al-Roshay. Yeah. Maybe. You know, Rabbi Yisai, maybe. I was thinking over Shabbos. I'm not a Rebbe. I'm a simple Jew. But what can I leave you with a good bracha? Right? Because they'll say, what did Rabbi Wolkin speak? He gave Musar, didn't he give us brachas? So I'll give you a bracha. But before I give you a bracha, I need to give you a little more Musi. See, that's how I work it. It's a game I play here. What I do is I tell you, I'll give you a bracha, and everybody wakes up. And then I slide in a little Musar. And then I'll give you the bracha. All right? What time do I have to end before I become the bracha achrayna? The last time you ever invite me back again. How does it work? What time? 9 o'clock? Okay. Huh? When the rabbi comes. Okay. For the B'nai Yeshiva, which I love so much, my heart is with you all the time. I can't tell you how much love I have for the B'nai Yeshiva, for the community as a whole. I love every one of you, B'leif Shalim. I can't tell you how much love I have for all of you. I need to tell you one thing. You know, children, if they grow up in a home where there's no Shmirat HaLashon, where people don't watch what they say, and they don't see the beauty of a father and a mother who keep their mouth clean, clean for not saying Lashon Hara, clean for not cursing, not saying bad things about other people, they're not getting a fair chance and an experience to become G'dolei Torah V'Yirah. You're not giving them a fair chance. I don't know how to say it more simpler than what I just said. You want your children to be good Jews, Yirei Mushlimim. Show them an example of the Kedushat HaPeh, that the mouth has to be pure. And let me tell you where this comes from. You know, little children, the first chumash that you learn with little children is Vayikra. Everybody knows, beginning, Vayikra. You start with the karbonis. Now, karbonis ahar alachot. Why do we begin with karbonot? The Medrash asks us for a question. Why do we begin chumash? Let's begin with the easy stuff, right? Let's begin, if you're an Ashkenazi, with the stories of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And if you're a Sephardi, let's begin with the Zohar and about the Kabbalah and the Maisa Merkava, right? Why do we start with Vayikra? Says the Medrash, and Rabbis, I want you to learn this Medrash word for word with me. Yavo Tehorim, the pure ones, the children who are pure. V'yitasku b'tahara. Let them be involved. Let them learn. Tahorot, which is korbanot. Korban is tahor. It's pure, the korban. So the child who is pure, let him over the elders. What do you mean? They're big people. Tamid chachamim. Not them. The children. Because they're tahor. And korbanot is tahor. The Medrash Tanchuma says another pshat. This is in the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Hashem longs for korbanot today. We don't have korbanot. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're in galus. You know how lost we are? And Hashem and Klal Yisrael needs the korbanos. So what do? So we know that if a person learns the parsha of korbanos, ki'ilu nu hikriv, by learning the parsha of the korbanos, you have actually done and sacrificed the korbanos. And who better than the children who are tahirim that they should be makriv those korbanos? So says the Medrash Tanchuma. Tell me, what's so tahar about the children? What is this tahira? They're so pure. You want, I could take you to children, you'll see. They're so pure. They're so pure, the children. I don't know. Tell them, talk to me. Tell me. Yavot tehurim. Huh? Good. So the Gemara, right? Does everybody understand the question? Yavot tehurim. Tahara. Hem yaviu et hakarbanot. The Mefarshim explained, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutet. The Gemara says, Rabbi and Ravu was saying that the entire world stands on Hevel Pihem Shel Tinokot. Now notice it says even Hevel. It's interesting. I always thought about it. What do you mean Hevel? Hevel means not much. Hevel is nothing, right? Hevel Havalim. And still, Hevel Pihem Shel Tinokot, the whole world stands on it. Says Abaye to Rav, what about us? We are the great Talmidei Chachamim. What about our speech and our talk? Yesh boichet, it has sin. They, the children, have no sin. Yavo, hevel pi she'en bochet. And on them the whole world stands. Tell me, what chet do children not have? And that the elders, the Tanoim, Abaye and Rava, did have. This question always bothered me. What are you talking about? So I always understood, it doesn't mean their speech is chet, and the children's speech is not chet. It means in general, they don't have chatayim because they're pater. Huh? Yeah? I found in the Chofetz Chaim, in Chayivas HaShmira, Perik Zayin, says, the Tanoim, of course, spoke only beautiful Divrei Torah. And of course, they never spoke Lashon Hara, and of course, not Divrei Nivul Peh. But somewhere, Avak, Shibavak, something a little bit Lashon Hara, the children don't even have that. And that's called Hevel Piyam Shaltinoikis, and that's what's needed to create from their mouth karbonis. The Chofetz Chaim in Chayvas Hashmira. The Chofetz Chaim in Chayvas Hashmira. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you're mekabel on yourself not to say Lashon Hara, if you're mekabel on yourself not to say bad things, he guarantees that the Torah and Avodah will go straight to where it's supposed to go. Yeh Rabbi Yisrael, it's a Chayvas HaShmira, the Chofetz Chaim, Kabbalah. What was the Nazir? How long was a Nazir a Nazir for? 30 days. But what happened? He was Mekabel. He was Mekabel. He accepted the Koyach, the power of Kabbalah, of accepting. Tell me, when we got Kabbalah HaTorah, all we said was Kabbalah HaTorah. Nase v'nishma. And look what happened. This was the crown. We got the crowns. We got the crowns. For what? For accepting. Did we do it? We all know the history, right? But we accepted. The Nazir accepts 30 days. All it takes is 30 days. But the Kabbalah, Nazir, Kabbalah, accepting. This, Rabbi Yisai, is the koyach, the power of a mouth. I promise you a bracha. I'll give it to you. You ready? You ready? You ready for a bracha? Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was waiting to hear. I couldn't hear any, oh, yeah. I want to hear the, oh, yeah, let's go, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, you ready? The Nazir needs to bring in his karbanis lechem, bread. He brings bread. Why? Why does he bring bread? Now I want to tell you something very interesting. You ready? Listen, very interesting. Where is it Mirumaz in the Torah? The Medrash says, because in the parish of the Nisim, the Nasi of Don had to bring Ka'arat Kesef Shloshim Umeya Mishkala, 130, the weight of the tray. Don is Shimshon. Shimshon comes from Don. Shimshon Nazir. Don, Shimshon, Nazir, Shloshim Umeya Mishkala, and on it was bread, says the Medrash, because the Nazir, 130 bread, and how many otiot, says the Medrash, is in the parsha of Nazir? 130 words. I'm sorry, letters. 130 letters. 100. What is 130 at? What's this 130? What is 130? What is it? No! This person knows how to learn. The Gemara says in Eruvin that when Adam did the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, he fasted for 130 years. After he did the Chet Eitz Hadas, he fasted for 130 years. The Nazir is Lisake, and he's here to fix the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. So how much does he have to bring? Tray of 130, which has on it lechem. 130 Isis, 130 what? Because the klala that came from the Eitz Hadas was Bezeas HaPecho Toichal Lechem. Because he brought curse into the lechem, so the Nazir brings in his karbanos lechem. You hear what's going on here? You ask me, what is the numerical, the spiritual numerical value of a Nazir? And the answer is 130. Again, Karas Kesef. Okay. Tell me, what does 130 have to do with the Nazir? Why did Adam fast 130 years? Says Ben Yoyada, says the Ben Ishchai, Ayin, his eye. How did the Eitz Hadas start? His Kitavu Ileinayim, he followed his eyes. What is the gematria of Ayin? 100. No? And 30. Ayin, Yud, and Nun. So, Litaken, Mashepagam, Be'ayin. 130 years. You understand? Shimshon, what was Shimshon Litaken? Eitz Hadas. What was his chet? Ki tovahi, ki yisharihi be'inai. He wanted the lila. Why? His eyes. So litaken. He brings what? 130? And bread. Ayin. So you ready, Rabbi Yisai? If someone fixes the Eitz Hadas by watching his Shmira Tapeh, if someone fixes the Eitz Hadas by fixing his Shmira Teinayim, when you go to work, Rabbi Yisai, the ayin causes the problem of the klala of bezeat apecha tocha lechem. That's where it came from. You want to know why people have such a hard time in work to make parnosa? Maybe the ayin, maybe the eye, those that fix the peh, and those that fix the ayin, they'll make easier for them the klala of bezeat apecha tocha lechem. Listen to me carefully. I give you my word. I believe with all my heart that people who don't see what they shouldn't see, they watch their eyes. And people who say good things, and people who train their children to see and say good things, they have bracha and parnasa. I have no doubt and no question in my mind. Everybody comes here and asks me, brachot, 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 brachot. You know what the biggest bracha is? You yourself. Ve'heyei bracha. What does it say by Avraham Avinu? Whoever looked at Avraham Avinu said, wow. Right? Avraham was the biggest mikor abracha. Why was he mikor abracha? Because whoever looked at Avraham Avinu said, when you go out into the field of work, be a bracha. Be a person who people look and say, wow, he's different. He's a Jew. He watches what he looks at. He watches what he says. And they'll say, Ki nezer elokav al rosho. This person is the crown of humanity. Don't make chilul Hashem when you go to work. I beg you. Don't make chilul Hashem. Don't think the goyim don't look and see, why is he watching and why is he looking and why is he talking like that? Shmirat einayim. Shmirat hapeh. And what will you have? Birchat Kohen. Kisifte Kohen Yishmeru Dat. The Torah Yevakshem Epiu. That's where bracha comes from. Aaron HaKohen, his mouth gives bracha. Because what is his mouth? His mouth says good. His mouth speaks only good. His mouth speaks ahava, words of love. And what does his eye? Aaron HaKohen only saw good. Urei betuv Yerushalayim. And with this, I wish you all much, much, much bracha. Bracha in your parnasa. Lechem, I wish you a lot more than lechem, okay? People see lechem, he's wishing me lechem! It should be taka, lechem without milchama. Lechem. And I also wish you with the children. You should have beautiful, beautiful children. But there's one way to do it. With love, with shmirat hapeh, shmirat hapeh. Say good things about everybody. Say kind things. And remember, Dracheha, Drachei Noam, the ways of Torah are sweet. They're good. Don't look around. People are fighting and people, Rabbanim, are fighting. This is Masa Satan. The real way of Torah is beautiful. It's Drachea Drachei Noam, V'chol Nesivoteha. Shalom, 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 shalom.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.